Okay, it's 6 minutes after 12. You're listening to Vectis Radio. We've got Phil Jordan with us. We're talking Island Roads. We're going to talk about the fire brigade situation as well. The guys are on strike at the moment. Should we start with roads? How are you, by the way?
I'm all right, and thank you so much for having me in. Can I just say, I'm really, really sorry about last week. I know you were very gracious for me. It's all to do with technology. Great Isle of Wight Council technology that doesn't synchronise some of my things. So I put an appointment in the diary and it doesn't synchronise across all things. And so hence I came to miss last week. So sincere apologies. We got the IT department working on it.
Okay, well, you're here now. We thought maybe the roads had let you down or something, you know?
So, yeah.
Got stuck on the road. Yeah. You've had the perfect excuse.
Yeah.
Here you come in, you blame the technology.
Yeah, you're not going to blame... You're not going to do the Nigel Farage things where, you know, if it weren't for all the immigrants, we wouldn't have all these potholes.
No, I'm not going to do that.
So where are we with the roads, the PFI thing? Because I know there's a lot of, lots of things that are going on at the moment, lots of things being said and so on and so forth. I mean, you know, let's be really, really honest. You've inherited this from the previous Tory council, and certain people actually voted against the PFI in the first place, but they're now having to run with it. I mean, how difficult is that for a start?
Yeah, Ian, you're absolutely right. Thanks for reminding us that. We did inherit it. It took a few years to bring into fruition, as you know. All of the pre-contract stuff took a lot of time and a lot of money, and we've ended up with the contract in April 2013, and we've got to manage it. That's really what we have to do. We've got to manage it. And as I've got involved and more involved over the last 4 or 5 months, a lot of the shortcomings and failings written within the contract itself are beginning to emerge. And so there's some of the things that we started to work upon.
Okay, well, you know, your job is so big because you've also taken on the fire brigade as well. You've got the road situation. I mean, you must have heard this numerous times. Our roads are in the worst state that they've ever been, and I would imagine that most people are moaning and groaning about them and saying that we haven't seen much in the way of work being carried out. Yes, there are some positives out there because some roads are fairly decent, but the majority of us that go in and around the town, I mean, I've just bought myself a little motor scooter and I've taken my life into my own hands. It really is that bad out there, and it's I'll tell you what, Phil, I know there's going to be some negative things to this, but we'll also have a smile on our face like you have now, because you must get so used to this. You know, there was three, this is how daft it is, there's three potholes at the top of the town.
Yeah.
Okay, they filled two in.
Yeah.
But the other one wasn't quite as deep as the other two, so they never bothered with that one. But then the weather got bad, and now that other one was just as bad as the other. So they've come back and they've half filled it in.
Yeah.
And you look, and there's another one just around the corner, which they've obviously run out of tarmac, or they've just had a little bit left over. And you think, what's going on? It's almost like somebody's come along with a bag of stuff that, oh, this would do. I know, I'll fill in that hole, and it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough to fill the hole. And you think, why bother, you know, is the question. But is it going to get better, and how long is it going to be before we can see some kind of resolving the issues that we have on the roads? Because it's not just in and around Newport, it's all over. You go around the roundabout's incredible, the bumps, and when you go in the yellow box thing, I mean, maybe it's there for a ploy to stop people going in the yellow box.
Ian, you're right. Look, is it going to get better? Yeah, it's going to get better. It's got to get better because that's what we're going to do. We're going to manage it into a better place. But look, you're absolutely right. The curiosity of the potholes are written into the contract. So you're right. So you have to understand that, and I found this difficult, a pothole is not a pothole is not a pothole. Because it has to be a certain size and a certain depth and a certain position on the road for the contractor to tell the contractor when they should repair it. So if it's a very dangerous Category 1 pothole, so that means a certain depth, certain size and a certain position on the road, that position is, for example, if you swerve to miss it, you might be putting yourself in danger at oncoming traffic or on pedestrians or something like that. So sure. A very dangerous event could happen if you swerve to avoid that pothole. That's a category one. That has to be temporary fill within 2 hours.
Right, okay. Right?
If it's not category one, it's quite a longer period. And both those, category one and category two potholes, have to be permanently filled within 28 days.
All right. So I mean, there are some around that are like, they're deep. Then, how deep they got to be? Off the top of your head,
off the top of my head, I think it's 40 millimetres for a category one, something like that.
We'll all be out there with like a little
ruler. I've seen the diagram and it's got a level across the road and a tape measure down into it. So,
well, let's deal with this first, and I'm glad that you're here to do this. Bog standard question: do we have to continue with the PFI? Is there something in the contract that, because things have been messed up already, is there a clause where we can get out of it? Is that a good thing to get out of it? Mm. What's the advice? You're at the sharp end. You've seen the small print. You know exactly what's what. So what's are we doing what we should be doing?
Right. The answer to that is, yeah, we can get out of the contract. There are clauses in it that if they're not met, service provisions are not met, what's called termination clauses could kick in and we could terminate the contract. That's a fact.
Are we close to it?
Well, we have had opportunities over the past 2 years to approach that have approached that. We haven't considered it, and I'll go on to that in a minute if I may, Ian. But for the time being, our idea is to try and make this thing work for our island and our residents. It's not working at the moment, and there are reasons for that, and the contract itself is one of those reasons. Another reason is that we haven't had the resources in our contract management team, but that's something else, because in April 2013, as you might remember, all the staff that worked for the council, all the highway staff, were transferred to Island Roads. So we don't have a highways engineer in the council. So we start the largest contract in the Isle of Wight Council's history, and we haven't got a highways engineer.
What? So you haven't got someone who's kind of overseeing it, as it were, from the council perspective?
Well, you need when we say highways engineer, let's call him a civil engineer then, if you wish, so that he could go round the island and say, that pothole's not fixed right, that curb's wrong, the surface on this road's wrong, the way you're approaching it's wrong. We don't have those people. We didn't have those people.
Are we going to have those people?
Are we
putting those people in place?
Yeah, we are, and we're in the process of going through a recruitment process. In the meantime, what we've done immediately is to bring in Atkins, who are civil engineers, to do that, to kickstart that very thing. Alongside this, it's a temporary thing, as you know, alongside this, we're recruiting this kind of professional staff, professional officers, civil engineers, contracts managers, that sort of thing.
Okay, so, I mean, just say for instance, I mean, I don't want to pick holes, because I know you've got the toughest job of all, because somebody said to me, after 25 years, these roads have got to be absolutely spot on. I think that's impossible.
Well, seven years.
I think that's impossible. And you know, at this moment in time, that is going to be a miracle. You know, you're going to need an absolute miracle to be able to do that. Not you personally, but the team that are... So I'm just thinking, are we realistic in the way that we're going, you know, we're looking at this? Is it realistic to think that that's where we're going to be in X amount of years' time?
Well, Ian, I think it is, and I'll tell you for why, because the contract's got what's called milestones, and the milestones are 6 monthly. So every 6 months, there's a milestone achievement to be made, and it's a whole sort of things. It's, for example, coming up this April, which will be the fourth milestone, or the end of this March, is all of the lineage across the island has to be brought up to a standard and maintained.
You saw Bex.
I did
giggle then.
Well, I did.
You know what's coming, don't you?
What? Disabled bays?
No, not at all.
No, it's the fact that they've been mentally painting lines on roads that still need doing, so they're going to have to do it. But it just seemed a bit pointless.
Well, you're right, and that's the point where I'm saying that some of the this is an opportunity to explain this to people listening.
That's what it is.
The contract is of a nature that that the milestone says by April 2015, you will have painted all of the lines on this road, all of them, yellow and white, all of the bays, white lines, central lines, yellow lines. And if you don't, there will be penalties and fines. Now, if I were running Island Roads, I'd make sure that I got my lines painted, because it's a fairly easy job to do. You've got the equipment, you go do it. But what you can't do is, what they could come to us and say, for example, I think off the top of my head, name of a road, the road between the roundabout and Fairley
Road, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's due to be, I'm not saying this is, but let's say it was due to be resurfaced this year.
Built my hopes up then.
Yeah, I know, but hang on, I'll come on to that. But so, and they'd say, but you've asked us to paint white lines on it. Will you waive that? The white line painting on that road.
Makes sense,
until?
Yeah.
Until. Now, financially, we could do that. Financially, for us as an authority, we're paying our monthly unitary charge. It's going to take a lot of officer time, because that's just one road. We'll have to go around the island doing that. We'll have lists as long as this. Shall we agree to waiver that?
Yeah.
Shall we not? Shall we? Let's just go and do it. Go and do it, because it's not going to cost the council any more money. You paint it, and if you resurface it, when you've resurfaced, you've still got to put the lines back on. And that's a problem for the service provider, contractor, not for the authority.
Because I think, speaking just as Joe Public here, rather than see all these pointless lines being painted, Phil, I'd rather see the potholes being filled. You know, because they're the ones that are causing cyclists and issues. And
look, the potholes are a big problem. But this is not just an island phenomenon.
This
is right across the country. But it's a problem. It is a problem, and we're working on it. But what we mustn't do is think they're painting white lines and not doing potholes. I mean, whether they are or not doing the potholes in the right way, that's another contractual issue. But the white lineage is something slightly different, as is signage.
But surely there should be... you know, like a prioritisation here. So we're not surfacing the roads yet, but we'll fill the potholes so at least the roads are usable. Well, that kind of thing.
Well, there are milestones for the potholes, and there are services to make. If they don't make those, they are at risk of quite substantial fines and penalty points. And now the penalty points are the things that you referred to earlier, in which is, can you terminate the contract? Well, if there's a level of penalty points accrued, then you could terminate the contract.
So can I be devil's advocate and say how many penalty points are they up
I'm not going to go. That's really sort of commercially confidential.
That's a fair comment. But is there, I mean, I'm just looking at it, and Bex has kind of touched on it as well. Is there something you can do with the rewriting of the goalposts? Just say, for instance, it makes sense that, the executive over here and over there, Bex and myself, have decided, we've taken it upon ourselves to say, right, you don't need to do the lines until the roads are done.
Yeah.
The lines are not a problem.
Yeah.
Please get on with the holes and redoing the roads.
Yeah.
So we waive that. You don't have to worry about it. Because I saw him working on a Sunday. And I thought, working on a Sunday, painting lines, and 3 feet away is a great big ginormous pothole. Chuck a load of paint in there and see if that keeps going for a little while. But I mean, to me, that's kind of to me, it's common sense. So, is there something that you can rewrite?
Right. Yeah. The answer is, let me just say that one more time, and then I will address that question. The lineage is a milestone, and we haven't wavered it, so they've got to do it by the 31st of March, and that's it. They've got to do it, right? So that's going to take place anyway, irrespective of surfacing and the potholes. It's going to take place anyway, right? And it's not stopping the potholes. It's not the same men doing it. The men that do the roads are different from the men that do the signs.
Good point.
You know, these are different crews. So the answer is yes. I've started to open up the prospect with the chief exec of Eurovia and Island Roads, the possibility of renegotiating some of our clauses in the contract that are working against both of us. They're hindering the provider, and they're not what we want for our residents. It's a poor piece of contract, some of the clauses. I'll give you an example, if I may, Ian. One of the clauses states, and I, before I took this over, I didn't understand this, that they do 165 metres resurfacing of roads at a time. right? Not a road, but 165 metres. And they have to do that in equal amounts around the island. So it's split into four, north, east, south and west. And they mustn't do more resurfacing in any one areas of the island than another. They have to apportion that equally. And when they resurface, it's 165 metres. Now, I've said, why 164? Why isn't it a road? Why don't we say...
Do you handcuff them? Yeah. Are they handcuffed as well?
Yeah, it's... but, you know...
It's daft, isn't it?
It's daft, isn't it? It's daft, and it's important that people understand this, because it's frustrating as hell for you, me and our residents. So, they drive along a road, lovely bit of surface, comes in, and they think, why did they stop here?
Who said 165?
It's in the contract.
So you've got to go to all the... trouble of the road closures, getting all the equipment there,
exactly.
The workmen there, the
chicken
there, for 106. When you should be able to do it in one fell swoop, and that's that done.
That's my view. Yeah. My view is if it's easier for the and there are economies of scale for the provider, it
yes.
makes sense. Come to a road, start at the bottom, finish at the top,
absolutely,
and go away, and that would make sense. So we're going to renegotiate that.
Could you imagine if I said to my husband, "I'm going to clean 25% of my kitchen."
Yeah.
Or 25% of this oven.
Yeah.
You know, it's common sense, isn't it?
Who are you renegotiating with?
We'll be renegotiating with Island Roads and the what's called the Special Purpose Vehicle, the SPV, which is Island Road Services Limited, and Eurovia.
Okay. How long does that take? Because, I mean, to me, that's like common sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rubber stamp it straight away.
Well, Ian, we've opened up negotiations and discussions about negotiations, because
No wonder you look tired.
I know. but it's not just the servicing. There's a whole lot of other things.
Sure.
It's so complex. And what we've agreed is that we will talk about renegotiating those clauses.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you've come in and made, you know, these points, because I think it's really, really vital.
Definitely.
That we take them on board.
And understand.
Get off your back for 5 minutes and Island Roads, let you renegotiate and then have a plan to come back and look after the Island Roads. That, to me, makes common sense. And if that's what you're saying is going to happen, how long can we expect before, okay, we make a real start on things?
Oh, I wish I could give you an answer, Ian. I'm pushing it as quickly and as quickly as I can to get these things done. But some of the clauses, of course, are underpinned by legalese, if I can put it that way. So we've got to get, unfortunately, got to get lawyers involved as well. And I can sit across the table like I am with you, Ian, with the chief executive of Eurovia and Island Roads, and we can say, yeah, we'll agree that, and we put it in front of both our sets of lawyers, and they say, no, we can't do that.
Do you know what? Call me a cynic. Go on, call me a cynic.
You're a cynic.
Well, I'll be sounding cynical.
Well,
as well,
I'm just thinking, whoever wrote this up must have thought, they're going to need our help in a minute. And do you know what that means? That means more money.
Do you know, it almost might be tempting to get another lawyer in to look at the contract to see if the lawyers that did it did something that was fit for blooming purpose and gained some money back from that.
I'm sounding cynical, and I agree with you, Ian. I hope it's not that, but I'm just saying those things can interrupt the common sense approach where we sit those as providers, us as the customer, if you want, sit across the table and say, that makes perfect sense. It's better for you if you resurface the whole road. We don't mind. It's probably better for us. And then you go away and the lawyer says, well, hang on, that's not quite that easy, just agreeing that. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it can do.
Do you want to take a call?
Yeah,
let's,
sure.
Let's take a call. Let's see who's on the other end of this line. Hi, who's this?
Hello there.
It sounds like Pete.
It is indeed.
Hello, Pete.
Not bad. I've got a question for Phil.
Yeah, hello, Pete.
Hello, Phil. Right, now, the question involves, is about our lollipop men and ladies. Does that come under your portfolio?
He's just fallen off his chair.
Yeah, it doesn't, Pete. I'll try and help you, but it doesn't, no.
Well, I understand that they're all going to be getting their P45s and there won't be any crossing controls.
No, I hope not, Pete. That wouldn't be something we would want to see as an administration and as an authority.
Where's the story come from then?
I was going to ask, where did you get the story from, Pete?
Well, I think what's happened is that we've been in discussions with schools individually to see whether they will take on the responsibility of getting the children safely into their schools. What we have said is that if where they won't do that, we will continue with funding of school patrol crossings.
But that's good. I'm very pleased to hear it. But there's a word going around, and I've heard it repeated quite a lot, that all the lollipop men and ladies are going to get the boot.
Yeah. Look, stories do, that they come and go, Pete, and they get spun, and, you know, politically, if I can use that word, we have detractors whose intent is to undermine everything we do as an administration, and lots of opportunities that arise, these stories spin out of control. We're managing a real tough budget, as you know. This year we've got to take £14 million out of our revenue, and that's a lot of money out of the £36 million that's about all we have to play around with.
Right.
Next year we know we've got another £9 million to take out. So there are things that we have to look at that we just don't want to look at.
Well, money has to be spent more wisely, doesn't it? And, for instance, this contract you're talking about today, the BFI, money's just going hand over fist into that, and we're getting rotten value for money out of it.
Yeah. So,
but stuff like employing a lollipop man or a lollipop lady for 2 hours a day at the minimum wage, so that's 10 hours a week, that is just the minimum investment we could possibly make in the safety of our children, isn't it?
No, absolutely, Pete. And you know, overall on the island, I'm going to be guessing here, but I think it's something like £130,000 a year for the total service. I think from memory, forgive me if I have that wrong, but somewhere in the back of my mind tells me that. And the problem is, Pete, that when you look round that all these services, beach cleaning, patrol crossing, they don't add up to millions of pounds, but when you put them all on the list, they do add up to millions of pounds.
Yeah, they do, but they're all absolutely necessary. Crossing patrols and public toilets and beach cleaning, bearing in mind that this is a tourist island.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's their number one industry. Yeah. You've got to clean the beaches. You've got to have the toilets open.
No, absolutely. But, Pete, I don't disagree with you. The problem we have is, and we're tasked with, is making the books balance at the end of the year. And so to find that money, even if it's £125,000, is coming from somewhere else. So some service somewhere's got to give. Something. Let me just explain something else here. And you probably know this anyway, but this is for general information. Council tax raises about £65 million a year on this island. If you put it up 2%, it will raise another £1.2 million.
Right.
So if we put council tax up, if we did this year, we'll be bringing in about, in total, 66, 67 million.
Right.
This authority spends £68 million on adult social care and children's safeguarding alone.
Yeah.
Alone. So our council tax doesn't even cover our social care and children's safeguarding before we move out into any other service that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough place to be. So, you know, I agree with you. I live on the island. I have family here. I have children. My children have to get to school. My grandchildren, rather, have to get to school. They need to get across the road safely. We must have these people.
Well, I'm glad you've been able to scupper that rumour this morning.
Well, I'm glad I have too.
The thing is, Pete, I've got to be honest. These kind of rumour things that start, I mean, it's quite disappointing that we don't have something in place that is more detailed, more professional and more honest on the island. And this is our media situation. This is our way of getting the man in, letting him talk. This is the horse's mouth talking. You know, the fact is that Jonathan Bacon said a couple of weeks ago on Vectis Radio that that's not what is being proposed here. They're not looking at losing lollipop ladies or lollipop men. You know, that's not the plan.
No.
But obviously, we need to accept that that is, you know, if it does happen, then obviously we might feel a little bit aggrieved, we might feel cheated, in fact. But at this moment in time, that's not on the table, is it? So we've got to accept that. And I say sometimes...
Well, I'm very pleased to hear it, but it's a rumour that needs to be scuppered. So you've done that. Well, yay, done.
Which is what it's all about. Thanks for being there, Pete.
That's all right.
Thank cheers. You for your call,
by the way,
Pete.
What's the point in painting new white lines on busted-up road surfaces?
A very quick answer. I'll give you a very quick answer, Pete.
Yeah.
The PFI contract, I'm going to say it again now twice, the PFI contract has milestones that are every 6 months. The fourth milestone is coming up on the 31st of March, and the contract, which is a written contract, as you know, calls for all lines on this island to be brought up to a certain specification, if that means repainting them, and maintained for the rest of the contract,
I've spotted areas around my way that were only been repainted in the last few days, and they're already breaking up because the surface underneath them has gone.
One of the problems is, and I've had this in Ryde, where we put some keep clear signs outside a doctor's surgery, and the road was wet. I insisted they put the lines down, and hey ho, 2-3 days later it had started to wear away.
Yeah. So does that mean we can penalise them?
Catch you later.
Thanks for your call, Pete.
Cheers. Phil, you need me. I could be your penal person. I could be going around going, oh, no, sorry, that's not good enough.
Yeah. Do you need one?
I'd be good at it.
That's a great job. Who's got the job at the moment? Can you say, is there someone doing that job?
What, penalising?
Yeah.
Well, but it's a system, Ian.
Right,
it's
okay.
A
system.
A quality support person.
Yeah, quality support.
Yeah.
I'll do it
for free.
Quiet support person would be better.
Person. He knows me already.
I wouldn't want your job, I tell you. No. I really wouldn't. You must be, and I say it must be so frustrating, because it's now, the island roads at the moment are down to the lawyers. It comes down to lawyers and getting around a table and having some common sense about them, but waiting for them to get their act together.
Well, it's a little more than that, and there is that part of it, but it's a little more than that, and we are starting to talk, we're starting to open up dialogue between us. I'm talking forever about a partnership instead of a commercial contract. We need them to deliver for our residents within the confines of the contract they're working to, and so I'm hopeful that we can, you know, move that a bit as well, expand that a bit, so that they can deliver without fear. And interestingly, because we're laughing and joking about the penalties, without the fear of the penalties, because the contract's so tight that some of these things they do, because if they don't do them, they'll be fined. So, you know, maybe we could look at some of that and say, well, that's not the spirit of what we want.
Now, ideally, you want a win-win situation, don't
for
you?
Both
where,
of us.
Where common sense prevails and everyone ends up a happy bunny.
Yeah.
Do you want another kick in the shins?
Yeah, go on then.
Sorry. I think this is comical. You will see the funny side in all of this. So what was the deadline for this painting?
31st of March.
31st of March, right. Ali says, could you ask Phil, why have Island Roads painted through Arrowton yesterday when the road from the White Lion to Heasley Manor, is due to be resurfaced on April the 1st? Also,
I know Ali Hayden, and I know why April the 1st is in there.
Also, are residents aware there is an online survey that we can now complete to show Island Roads how the public rate their performance? The survey is as follows. I mean, you know, that's a daft one. April the 1st. I mean, it's no joke,
Alison's
is it?
Alison's having the joke.
She's not having a joke. She said it's been done.
I know who it is. Alison, thanks for your question, dear.
Can I say something? One of my bugbears is, I live in Binstead, Phil. Yeah. And quite often, you know, the road from Ryde to Newport, for one reason or another, is being dug up by Island Roads to do little bits and pieces.
Not necessarily Island Roads,
well,
but go on.
However, why is it that when the roads are being dug up on the main road through, then they dig up the same road on the Staplers way through? So all the main kind of veins into a certain place, you've got kind of roadworks of some kind.
Yeah.
Could it not be kind of coordinated better?
You've sort of touched upon a sort of an issue, and the answer to is, yeah, it's got to be done better. But yeah. But let me tell you, some of these roadworks are gas, electric, telephone, and BT, and they don't even have to ask us; they just come along and dig the road up.
Why can't they?
Because there's a gas leak. So we dig the road up. I don't know, but you know.
Come on, Phil, you don't get a telephone leak, do you? Or an electricity leak?
No.
Technology's changing, Bex.
No.
Or do you?
Yeah. We're going to put it all down one pipe.
Because I know Boris has made it, unless it's an emergency situation, Boris, bless his cottons, in London has made it so that people can't just go up digging roads willy-nilly. They have to ask permission, and then they have to coordinate times. Yeah. And could we not do it so that, if that's possible, rather than emergency?
Yeah, the answer is yeah, but where we can.
Yeah.
If it's emergencies, we don't have any powers.
Absolutely.
They have the powers to come along.
Yeah.
It's usually the gas do that. I accept your point about BT. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a planned rollout, and we should be doing that.
Yeah.
Working
what
together.
BT should do, by the way, isn't interesting, because I've had this recently over at a number of places on the island, is when they dig the road up, let them put it back in a respectable manner.
As they found it. Yeah.
Good point.
For example, in Brading High Street, they put in a three twin box, and it's proud of the road by about 2 inches. People have tripped up on it, cars are hitting it. Now, I'm not going to defend Island Roads, but that's not Island Roads' fault.
I think the company should come back and fix that. Comes and digs up the road, they should have an obligation to put it back. Yeah.
As it was.
I think there's
someone else waiting on the line here. Hi, is this?
Hello, it's Ali.
Hello, Ali.
I'm not joking.
She's not joking.
Oh,
Phil.
I'm sorry, Ali.
Honestly, I was talking to the chap who works for Island Roads in my role as a parish councillor, and Arrowton is due to be resurfaced from the 1st of April. From the White Lion to Haseley Manor.
Alison, when I leave here, I'm meeting Paul Herbert at 1:30. I'll ask for you and I'll call you tonight.
Yesterday they've gone round painting all the lines and, you know, the speed on the road.
Yeah.
And yet 4 weeks' time it's due to be resurfaced.
I'll ask Paul, but technically, it is funny.
It's the day after, isn't it?
It's the day after, and technically, if the lines are not down on the 31st of March, we could find them, you know.
Resurface them on April
4th. Oh no, but it requires us to say don't do that. Let me ask Paul Herbert this afternoon if that's the case.
Okay, and I just had to phone in, Phil, and tell you I'm really not joking.
But we saw the April 1st and we thought it was an early one.
I didn't think it was a joke.
Yeah, sorry, Alison.
I always get it done before midday anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, you're cool.
Thanks,
bye. Cheers, bye. Okay, look, we've got loads of things we could ask you. We really could. I got one here from Arthur. Mush, ask the ice cream when Fairley Road is due to be looked at. And when someone is going to talk to me about our flooding at the junction of Island Harbour, Fairley Road and my house.
We spoke last time, didn't we? I can't answer that because I don't know. That's the truth. I'll find out.
Okay.
I will find out for you. But can I, it's interesting because I forgot to say this when I spoke to you about the 165 metres.
Yeah.
Right? A discussion I had last week just opened up. In addition to that, one of the things that I said was, why are you doing some of these small roads? Because this is a criticism we've had.
Yeah.
Why are you doing some small roads in Bembridge and Freshwater? And you haven't done roads like, well, you live in Newport, so you'll mention, but I live in Ryde, so I'll mention Ryde. Why haven't you done George Street? Because the bottom of George Street in Ryde's collapsing. So we started to open up the discussion because the contract calls for not only 165 metres, but a certain amount of kilometerage of surfacing.
Right.
Now, it's easier, but the contract doesn't say don't resurface George Street or do resurface. It says do this amount of kilometerage. So if you're trying to roll this out, it's really easy because you mentioned earlier about road closures and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
It's easy to go to a little side road where you haven't got to bother about a road closure. You can resurface it, get part of your kilometerage in. So you meet your milestone.
Right.
Right. And because that's written in the contract, it's the contract that is controlling all of this. Because that's written in the contract, that's what's been done. Because the real difficult roads are going to take time, money, effort and energy to get them done. if you start, we start closing George Street to resurface it. We've got to reroute buses because people, all the residents have got a bit, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bigger problem.
But wouldn't it be better to do something like George Street or Fairlie Road at this time of year before the summer season hits? Because that's what I'm worried about, Phil. Because they're going to start doing the stuff when the summer season hits and it's just going to be carnage, isn't it?
That won't happen. But don't forget, we're only 2/7 into this. This is the second year. They've got 7 years to do all of the roads. They tell me, and I haven't been out with a tape measure, but they tell me they've done a dual carriageway twice round the island. So what's that, 120 kilometres, something like that? Of dual carriage. That's what they tell me.
Right, okay.
Of resurfacing across this island. But in patches.
In patches,
because
right.
The contract says do it in patches.
Phil, do you know how many kilometres of roads we actually have on the island?
I don't. That's a good question. A good question, I should find out, shouldn't I?
She's trying to get a job here.
Yeah.
She is.
I'll find out for you.
I've got a question.
Yeah, I hope somebody knows.
Yeah, if anybody
maybe
knows,
they didn't even know when they drew up the contract.
Well, somebody must have known, because if they're doing only 165 kilometres... Yeah. Anyway, I want to ask you a question. We're going to a break, OK?
Yeah.
The question is, somebody said very recently that Island Roads are in the process of doing all of the roads that won't need doing again, and the ones that are really, really, really bad, they're going to save them till last so they don't have to do them again. So I'll leave you with that thought, and we'll come back in a couple of seconds. OK, so we'll take a quick break, and then we will come back and answer that question, and there's a few others coming your way as well. If you do want to give us a call, you can. 240-666 is the number.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Now, this is an interesting round. It's called The Fastest Lie. Can you tell me if this is true or false? White Fibre has the fastest broadband speed on the island at up to 120 megabits per second, compared to BT and Sky, who have 76.
So you're saying the island's local provider is faster than the nationals? It's got to be a lie.
It's absolutely true. And that's official. Check out isleofwightspeedtest.com to see what the truth looks like. Click whitefibre.com.
White Fibre's half-price everything offer is still on. Superfast fibre optic broadband, just £17.40 per month for 6 months, including line rental. Call 240-240 or click whitefibre.com. Blisteringly fast broadband.
White Fibre.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call Westwhite Audio for expert friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, saving lives across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Flying 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our helicopter is called out many times a day and we can reach anywhere within the Isle of Wight, including the helipad at St Mary's Hospital, within 20 minutes. Funded solely by donations, we rely upon the generosity of the public to keep us flying and saving lives. To see how you can help, please check out www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
16 minutes to one. We've got Phil Jordan in. Phil, what's the full title you've got? You're head of PFI Roads.
I'm executive member for Public Protection and PFI.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we continue with the roads theme because the question that we asked you before, can you shed any light on that, or is that speculation? If so, you know, now's the chance to sort of push that speculation away. We're hearing from various sources, some of them councillors, by the way, that are saying that Island Roads are doing certain roads and they're not doing the ones that are in horrendous condition at the moment, purely and simply because they don't want to have to do them twice. Is there any truth in that?
Well, I don't think so, Ian. I really don't think so. I think when I've tried to explain some of the issues with the contract and the clauses in the contract, and I think they're driving this, to be absolutely honest. I think the clauses are driving it. It puts the provider under obligations to do a certain amount of surfacing in a certain area, in small sections at a time. I think if I was running that company, I'd do the easy stuff first. Frankly,
okay.
I remember when we had John Goodley come in a few months ago, and he said what he understood, one of the reasons they were doing all the small side roads was so that when they did the big roads, the small side roads could take the level of traffic that would be diverted from the big roads.
Yeah, well, some of the small roads not going to take much traffic. I know some roads in Benbridge that go nowhere really, that are resurfaced. But I don't think it's, look, it's a complex issue. It does get driven out of the contractual clauses.
Yeah,
and you have to know them all, and there's lots of them, and some of them are almost contradictory. But it's driven out of that. These are, when I referred to earlier about talking again to Iron Rose to see if we can sort some of this out, we will do. They will talk to us about it. I've opened up those discussions. They will talk to us, and we will talk about why some of the important roads are not to be getting done at the expense of smaller, insignificant roads.
Okay, so it's fair to say then, when you get round the table and meet up lawyers and contracts and redo things, it's not just going to be the lineage, it's going to be, you're going to do the whole shebang.
Absolutely.
So you're going to take the shackles off and be able to, they're going to be able to take the shackles off and do the job properly.
Well, at least take the shackles off while we're talking, Ian, that's, and not lawyers in the room then.
Right. Okay.
You contact my people and I'll contact your people afterwards, sort of thing. But it's
so frustrating for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a difficult thing.
Where are all these lawyers? Are they based on the island or up country? Or
we've got our own legal department, but we take counsel from a number of mainland barristers.
Okay. We've got Gene says the road between Newport and the roundabout, top of the racecourse, is disgraceful for a main road leading into the country town from two ferry ports. Not a good example for island roads for visitors.
Yeah.
You know, and bearing in mind our tourism. Does this affect our tourism, do you think?
It does. It does. I've had letters only this week from tourists who've been to the island over recent weeks complaining about, back to the potholes and generally the state of the roads.
Just out of interest, do people like the ferry companies and the very large supermarkets who bring these enormous lorries over, do they pay, towards some of the road upkeep? Because obviously our roads aren't really designed for those, are they?
It's interesting, isn't it? They don't at all. We have, it's good, isn't it?
You see, you need a Rottweiler, Phil.
Oh, no.
I'm your girl.
Kevin Barclay Jay's been in touch, and he says,
I remember Kevin from Shanklin.
I think he's in Sandown now.
Oh, Sandown.
Yeah, the roads
are
better.
Yes.
Phil Jordan is one of the most intelligent people on the island. Be prepared to be put right over common misconceptions. He should have a heyday with the UKIP candidate's recent comments, which proved to be utterly unfounded. Anything you want to comment on that?
Thank you, Kevin.
Remind me, what did the UKIP guy say again?
We've had two. We've had one over the PFI. I assume that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And utterly misplaced. He had no idea what we were doing, what legal advice we'd had. He appeared not to know that we just appointed one of the world's largest consultant engineers and civil engineers and so forth. But he's also, there was a second one about, it was about Ian Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to go into it anymore.
I'm just trying
to... Don't want to put it on
Is that
on
when
spot.
He said he thought Ian was too old?
No.
Did he say he was too old as well then?
Apparently he did. And I thought, you know what? There's a lot to be said for having people who have a bit of age experience and a lot of wisdom.
No, I know. It was about the payment to Pill after for the Cowes Enterprise College.
Ah, right,
and he said that we should have an investigation. It was a heinous crime. Probably hang the person when he's found and all this stuff.
Oh, they've already been hung, haven't they? They've already been hung, drawn and quartered, haven't they? And I think they've been buried
even
in one...
Even if they did it or not.
I think it isn't. I think they're in one of these roads that they've redone. They're using them to fill a pothole, no doubt. What else have we got here? There's Sean Elvis says, a road between Roxall and Ventnor is awful. Some holes have been recently filled in, but a great deal remain. Needs sorting out. Worst road on the island, though, is Arrowton through to Apps Heath. And other people are mentioning huge vehicles as well. Paul Gunnell says there are more huge vehicles based on the island that come from the mainland. It's not that the roads can't take the weight. It's the poor upkeep. Island roads never seem to be doing any work, and what they do appears to be substandard. Why paint lines that? Well, we've answered that one. It has to be resurfaced. Get some proper contractors on the job and sort the disgraceful roads out. Going back to the huge vehicles I'm guessing there's more big vehicles on the road than ever before because we've got more supermarkets. Is that going to be a major issue?
Well, it's interesting. I think it could be. And more supermarkets, more lorries. We still, our tourist trade in the winter, probably not quite as heavy as lorries, but big coaches. And it does impact our roads. And a lot of our roads are not deep foundations. They're laid on old Roman roads, not quite Roman roads, but, you know, old roads. They're just laid. They're quite shallow, the roads. That takes its toll. These lorries do take its toll. I don't know if there's an idea about how we can get all the supermarkets to pay for their lorries using our roads. I'd be willing to hear about it. I'm not aware of any.
Well, it's a great idea to push for. I mean, you know, they are quite wealthy supermarkets, these places, and maybe they ought to pay some kind of. Have I touched a nerve? You know.
No, I agree. I just think
Waitrose is all right. Can I say that? The one in East Cowes, because it comes straight off the ferry, doesn't it? Doesn't use the roads. They won't have to pay anything.
Well. All right, we got loads of people, you know, saying about the roads and how bad they are. I think that goes without saying. I mean, Park Road is Cowes is a good road. From Butterfly World through to Wootton is atrocious, and so on. I think we're very aware that the roads are in horrendous state. Most of them, you know, there are some roads that are, you know, have been done. And like you say, can we ever get to a point where realistically, hey, look, this is all right now, this is perfect? Because when you talk to some engineers, they will tell you that they will crumble. Roads, you have winters, you have summers, and it crumbles. Mm. And it's going to happen whether you like it or not. Mm. So, I mean, going back to what I said earlier on, I think it's an impossibility. You can never, ever have the island roads in a perfect tip-top position.
Yeah, Ian, you're probably right. And in fairness, if you remember most of the potholes, wasn't it the winter before last when we had the ice? Yeah. Was it last the winter before last or the winter before that?
Yeah,
I remember seeing the roads deteriorate almost in front of your eyes over that January and February. It was, we had ice and then rain, then ice again, and the roads started to deteriorate.
Do you know what? We need an invention, don't we, of a new kind of road surface that can actually cope with this.
Paint.
Yeah, paint.
I've had this idea. I've had this idea of a new road surface, and you know where, you know, if you have all your pipes, your gas, your telephone, your this, that and the other, you actually, instead of having to dig, you can just lift. Hmm. Them in sections.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
It makes
maybe
sense,
cobblestones,
though,
something
it?
Like that. Maybe.
Cobblestones?
Like that.
Who knows?
Awesome cart. Yeah. Better tyres. Yeah. Hey, look, it's your tyres that are the problem.
I tell you what, let's turn into Sark and not have any cars at all.
Will you come in next time with Island Roads? Are they? And I say, we don't want to give them a roasting. We just
absolutely,
you know, I think it's all about how we can help each other. You know, and I'm hoping that out of this hour, people will listen to this, and if they're listening to the repeat of it, you know, they'll be hearing it and thinking, well, I never knew that, and I never knew your hands were tied. We just thought, oh, they're just doing an awful job, and that's that. No, the bottom line is, You were, well, there's two things to remember here, and there's two things we ought to hammer home. You had this dumped in your lap from the previous people that were running the council, unfortunately. And you know, the other point to remember is there are contracts, things that are signed, and you can't get out of certain things without sitting around a table and renegotiating the contract, which unfortunately takes time and money. Now, that's not Phil Jordan's fault. That's not Island Road's fault. That's the fault of maybe the previous lot for not, you know, going through the contract in a proper way and having the knowledge to be able to say, and the foresight as well, to be able to say, well, that's not going to be... that's not going to be good enough. If we're going to paint the roads, the lines, then we need to do that after we've done the work. That makes common sense. But if it's in the contract in a slightly different way, then that's sheer stupidity.
Yeah.
Do we know who these people are so we can go around and maybe dig up their roads outside their house and stick two fingers up? And
I know what I'd like to paint on their roads.
I mean, basically, you know, coming back to in all seriousness, that's it in a nutshell, isn't it?
Ian, yeah, and you know, that's a fair, pragmatic comment. All of that, as always, and you've always been that way with us and with the situation, and I appreciate that very much. You're right. It's not about hanging out Island Roads to dry. It's about finding what the problems are, finding the issues and seeing if we can get round them together or solely, but finding the problems. And that takes a digging. It takes finding out all of the people that constructed the contract are now gone, long gone from our authority, gone from Island Roads. We've all come to it fresh, and they're as frustrated. They tell me that they are as frustrated about the confines of the contract.
And believe it or not, listener, you know, Phil's not at home going, ha, 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 are you?
No.
Or are you?
I need a large glass of wine.
If I tell you I go to bed late, I wake up in the night and I get up very early.
Yeah.
And most of my waking time, my head is full of all of this stuff. Not entirely Island Roads, but that's a lot of it. Yeah. But it's full of it. It's absolutely full of it. Trying to do the right thing, which is what I wanted people to do, was to elect me for me to come and try and do this. So now that's happened, and now I'm here. I'm trying to do the best that I can for this island, for the residents.
Do you know, I feel I've got the utmost respect for you. I think you've taken on a huge pup of a job, and it's a thankless task. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't believe he was only 28.
Yeah.
Was you?
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, credit to you, and if we can help in any way, and people out there should maybe just, you know, have a bit more patience.
And
it's
maybe
coming.
Come in regularly and give us a few updates, because I think...
I'm really happy to
that'd
do
be
that.
Great, because the blooming media never ever, they always put a spin on it, doesn't it? So it's lovely to just talk to you.
I'm really happy to do that. I've tried, and I think Ian knows, I've tried to be open and honest all the while that I can. There are some things I can't say. I've said this to you before.
Yeah.
You would expect that, because I'm privy to lots of information, and some of the contract is commercially sensitive. I can't talk about it. But I'll tell you, anything I can tell you, I'll tell you, and be honest about it. And if we're making a mistake, and I can see we're making a mistake, I'll tell you we're making a mistake and what we're trying to do to put that right.
Phil, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, of course.
The little route that would go from home to work, can I show you what the route is?
Yeah.
And then you could get that road done, and then I won't moan anymore.
You will.
Seriously.
He's asking for special favours now, isn't he? Tell him to
Hey, everyone else can use it as well. It's not Ian's road.
Yeah, but nobody wants to come to your house, Ian.
Thank God for that. Look, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I know you're a busy man, and you know, good luck with it all. And you know, let's hope you can get to sleep better at night.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for having me in. It's always a pleasure. I've always got time to come in.
Bless you. Brilliant. Thank you.